Hello, and welcome to another edition of Inside Florida Tech, the show about the people and the programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Wes Sumner. Today we have two very special guests. First, Dr. Robert Taylor. He's the Associate Dean here at Florida Tech in the College of Psychology and Liberal Arts. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Great to have you with us. And Dr. Jacob Ivey, Assistant Professor in COPLA. Hello, sir.
Thank you very much for having me.
Glad to have both of you here talking about an event that's coming up, open to the public, and it actually just sounds fascinating. From Civvies to Trenches, a commemoration of America's entry into World War I. It's in partnership between the School of Arts and Communication here in COPLA at Florida Tech, as well as the Evans Library, and it's happening on April the 14th, Friday at 6:30 p.m. Give us an overview. Overview, if you will, Dr. Taylor.
What we're attempting to do here is do a commemoration of the 100th anniversary of America's entry into the First World War, which was on April 6th, 1917. We'd like very much to put this really watershed moment into some context and maybe educate some folks about why we should be interested in this event.
Now, Dr. Ivey, you'll be having several speakers as a part of this event. Both you and Dr. Taylor are on the panel. Tell us a bit more specifics, if you will, about the panel itself.
Thanks, Wes. Well, just like Dr. Taylor sort of introduced this idea today, Dr. Taylor will also be giving sort of a keynote address introducing the American entry into the war, giving everybody a general overview of why the United States came into the war and the primary motivations behind that entry. But then after that, we're going to have, a wonderful diversity of panels associated with the early entry into the war and some things that I think a lot of people don't necessarily know too much about. Most notably, Dr. Matt Ruane is going to be giving a talk called America's First War on Terror, Germany's Plot to Destabilize the U.S. from 1915 to 1917, which is a wonderful combination of German terrorist plots that included an attempt that almost destroyed the Statue of Liberty back in 1916. So people should come out for that. We'll also have Dr. William Allen from the Associate Professor of Computer Science, and he's going to be talking about the Zimmerman Telegraph, one of the key reasons why the United States entered the war and its association with our own current concerns with cybersecurity. And myself, I'm going to be talking about African Americans' experience in the First World War. My talk is going to be entitled Jim Crow and the Coup de Guerre, because a lot of people don't know, actually, as many as 350,000 African Americans served in the First World War. And in many instances, they saw this an opportunity to reassert their citizenship in the United States and to a large extent challenge the Jim Crow laws that, you know, limited their access to the franchise and all of these other problems. But of course, as is typically the case, it wasn't very easy for African Americans, even when they were in the trenches fighting in World War I. So I think it's a wonderful combination of ideas and a wonderful combination of topics.
Dr. Taylor, World War I now more than 100 years on, perhaps an event in history that has perhaps been lost in the mists of time to some of the younger generation now?
It has. And that's really unfortunate. The First World War, World War I, really set the tone for the 20th century, and we are still feeling its reverberations like aftershocks of an earthquake here in the 21st century.
And it's happening all here at Florida Tech. World War I, from Civvies to Trenches, a commemoration of America's entry into World War I, happening Friday, April the 14th, 6:30 p.m., a free event of panel discussions in the Evans Library at Florida Tech. For more information, how can folks reach out?
They can go to the Evans Library website, which there's plenty of information on there, and they should keep an eye around campus because there should be a good number of flyers advertising the event as well.
My thanks to Dr. Robert Taylor and Dr. Jacob Ivey. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very
much. Thank you.